Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And we're here for VoiceOver Body Shop tonight. Amber Hood is our guest. We're going to talk about her career in animation and acting. I'm at a really cool place because, as you can see, I'm not in California.
Back home in Buffalo.
Anything interesting? I'm back in Buffalo.
And we're going to have a good time tonight with Amber Hood, who's here in the studio. She's entertaining the dogs right now. Are they entertaining her? I'm not sure. But
it goes both ways.
We're going to have a great time tonight, and we're not going to, without any further delay, coming right back here. Go!
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere, together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years of experience in broadcasting and recording, and the myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, finally, to bring you all the latest technology, superstars of voiceover today, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is VoiceOver Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Antland Productions, where you can get a killer demo. Source Elements, your source for Source Connect, Source Connect Pro, and Source Connect Now. VO2GoGo.com and Rehearsal App. VoiceOver Extra, your one stop for voiceover resources. Edge Studio, find your voice. And Visi Demos, your audio demo never looked so good.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hey, everybody, this is George Whittam.
And I'm Dan Leonard in the East. How long has it been since we did that? And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VO. BS.
I'll tell you, this is the first time Dan and I have done the show where he is the remote and I'm in the studio in a long time. And we're a little bit rusty, but we're gonna keep going. We're gonna push forward.
Gotta do that. Yeah, I'm in Buffalo. I'm in this really cool hotel. We're gonna show a little video about that in just a little bit. And we've got Amber Hood with us tonight, who's gonna talk about animation, doing animation voice work, and about a thing that she's producing for kids, which ought to be really interesting.
I got a kid.
So, you got a kid? Yeah, I know you got a kid.
I'm really glad to see that. I'm excited to see what she has to say.
Yeah, so we'll find out what age group it's for and if it's something Ella would really enjoy.
Absolutely.
Which I'm sure she will. Anyway, but let's get the show on the road. It's time for...
And now, the VoiceOver Extra VOBS News. The latest and most comprehensive voiceover industry news, brought to you live.
All right, time for the VOBS VoiceOver Extra News. And tonight's story, VoiceOver Career Reality Check. You know, these days, what's news and rumors? What news and rumors can you believe? You know, it's troubling to sort it all out and downright scary when the predictions and warnings and rumors hit the voiceover industry, like we're all going to be replaced by robots, or you just can't make money like you used to, or everyone who has a USB mic and a laptop thinks they're a voice talent, and on and on and on. Well, time for a reality check. In fact, take five. That's five. There we go. Anyway, in a new article on VoiceOver Extra, longtime VO pro Dan Hurst, and a great guy, gives us five reality checks about succeeding in voiceover today, which lets you figure how and where to fit into the scheme of things. Number one, other voice talents are not your competition. Your true competition is the client who does not hire you. So work with prospects and clients, figure what they want, and meet their individual needs. Two, Low ball voice talents attract low ball clients. No question about it. Good, says Dan, let them. Low ball clients come with problems. You're better off finding ways to position yourself to provide better benefits and value to your better paying clients. Number three, the vast majority of part-time voice talents need the P2P sites. These are the subscription online casting sites or pay to play. The problems we hear so much about concern the business models and ethics of some of these sites. But Dan says the P2P concept is valid and that these services can be useful to all voice talents. Just remember that P2P sites are not agents. They don't get you the work. They are simply clearinghouses, dating sites, as you might say, for voice talents and businesses. They're the places to establish a business and build relationships. Four, decide if you're an amateur or a professional. Both are legitimate pursuits, but one is a hobby and one is a business. And number five, realize that you ain't good at everything. Find your niche and set the standard there. Dan fleshes out the details in this article now at voiceoverextra.com. And it's all free at your daily resource for voiceover success. And that's the news.
Thank you, sir. Very nicely done.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we're still like kind of thinking about all the cool stuff that we covered at NAB. And we do have a lot of video. We don't want to run tons of video and stretch the show out tonight because we really want to make sure we get to our guest who's waiting patiently for us. But we do have one video package, Andrew. Is this the one that we did of vocalbooth.com, Dan, I believe?
I believe so.
Cool. And next week we'll run some more when we've got a regular show going on next week. But this week we're going to run our vocalbooth.com video. And Dan, Andrew, let's let her rip.
And we're here with VoiceOver Body Shop, and we're with Guy Coleman.
Yes, sir.
From VocalBooth.com. VocalBooth.com. We all know how important a good acoustical environment is for recording your voiceover, and that's what you guys do. What is the real competitive point of difference with VocalBooth versus all your competitors and a lot of closets with a lot of clothes in them?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Selection. 200 different sizes in both double wall, single wall models, about five dozen options on top of that, solid core OSB cores. We build our own hard solid core doors. We have our own metal shop. There's a number of things that we do that is significantly different than those that are in the same space as us. This particular model is the Gold Series. It's a multi-layer single wall model. It's great for home studios or spaces that don't have a lot of external noise but that have very good acoustic inside. This particular model, we can do 200 different sizes, and you can see some of the accoutrements to this, like these panels that we get out of Portugal, for example. They're not cheap, but they work really well. And then, of course, we have our standard, our own version, what we call VB Studio Foam, which is a 2-inch pyramid.
Right.
Wow. LED lighting, ventilation systems, and cable passage ports. You can see some of the access points there. And then around this side, I'll show you kind of this. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Show you the secret to our system. Our completely treated baffle boxes. This is your outtake where it's pulling warmed up air out, going through an acoustically treated duct, and then comes out virtually through a virtually silent fan. And that pulls out. And that other box over there, with that door closed, it pulls all the cool air in, that drops to the floor, and it cycles 100% of air every 4 minutes. This is called the Diamond Series. In the Diamond Series, we can do both in single wall, which like we have here, and a double wall. And there's all kinds of options. You know, it's got a huge window in here that, you know, I would steer a VO artist certainly away
from. What are you looking at? Especially looking at your script.
Exactly. You know, you don't need everybody to see what you're doing. This, we do one size smaller than this and two sizes larger. This is really good podcasting size, good size for, you could get a couple of people in there comfortable, even with a desk,
right.
A small table. And to work from. And then, of course, our top of the line is the Platinum Series. And the Platinum Series is a double wall model, floating subfloor, and in this particular version, the walls are lined with mass-loaded vinyl. And we started doing that primarily for some of our technical technology people that are testing very high sensitive equipment, and they want this as quiet a unit as possible, but they don't want to build out. They want to be able to take it from factory or office to those locations.
So it's very mobile.
You're kind of getting a little bit of noise from out here.
Let's go inside. Right. He closes the door.
Get a little pressure in the ears. And now you're in a relatively silent, it's usually averages about 75% of what's going on outside of the booth gets reduced about 75% in this particular model.
You can't hear anything on the outside. You can hear a little bit of a hum, and that's probably more from the ventilation than anything else.
That's probably the only place that any little bit of noise might begin, or we've got double sealed doors.
Right.
But for the most part, for what somebody's doing, whether they're recording a potential Grammy winning record, or they're testing microphones on cell phones or other kinds of medical devices, or even just putting your son in here that likes to play drums.
which is really what these things were originally designed for. It's like, don't bother the parents. Put them in an isolation mm-hmm. booth. And so what are price points on these types of booths?
Price points in a double wall model, like I said, we start at 4 foot by 4 foot. And you're looking at about $7,500 for a 4x4. This model we're in is a 7x9, but it's got extended height, and it's got some upgrades to it. It's right around $26,000. But that includes everything between, in the U.S. it's sort of freight and windows, all kinds of, as you see, there's a couple of different window options here, and that's just some of them.
From low to high, I mean, for someone that really needs something basic, what are we talking about?
Something basic, you can get into a completely basic full booth with a door window for $4,895 delivered.
Right.
And you can go up to a 16 foot by 32 foot, fully tricked out double wall and pay $300,000.
Just in case you have that in your wallet.
Just in case you have that laying around.
Yeah, great. Guy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys thinking of us.
You're competing for work with other voice talents, and every one of them has a powerful, unique, engaging voice demo. Your voice demo needs to stand out from the crowd in an unforgettable way. Now it can. Vizzy Visual Voice Demos take your awesome voice demo and add a visual element, reinforcing your brand. Your demo will leave a lasting impression because it stimulates two senses instead of just one. Your voice is your livelihood. You need an effective demo to open doors of opportunity. Blow those doors down with a Vizzy Visual Voice Demo. Visit VizzyDemos.com for more information. Your audio demo never looked so good. Take your voice demos to the next level, a visual level, with Vizzy Visual Voice Demos. Mention VoiceOver Body Shop and get an additional 10% off.
Well, this is my chance to tell you guys about our friends over at Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect, a fantastic software tool for connecting your studio to other recording studios anywhere in the world over the internet. Very, very high quality audio, very reliable connections when your networks are configured correctly, and it's just the heir apparent to those out there that are using ISDN, that want to have a backup to ISDN, an alternative to ISDN, or just can't get ISDN, period, and ISDN is now not even available. Many people out there are finding ISDN to be way, way out of their price range now, even commercial studios with prices that are actually getting closer and closer to $1,000 a month in some markets. So this is a very wise buy, a very good alternative. And if you want to give it a go, you can get Source Connect Standard for roughly $695 for a one-time buy license that you never have to pay again, or it's about $35 a month, and you can start using it right away on a 15-day free trial. Go ahead and sign up over at source-elements.com to get going, and give them a try, and let them know that we sent you, and we'd love to know your experience with using Source Connect here on VOBS. We'll be right back here with Amber right after this break.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that? That is BS about VO. And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby.
You're listening to VOBS.
You're still watching VOBS? You're still watching VOBS? You're still watching VOBS?
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years? And your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records? And you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running? And the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon? And the scripts seem a bit dated, too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King? Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer, too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That dream.
Hey, you know, if you're a voice actor who also works on camera or would like to add on camera acting to your portfolio, here's a great way to master the studio and performance techniques you need to work on camera. And the content will take advantage of all you know about working on mic. It's called Camera Ready You, and it's been created by VO2GoGo's David H. Lawrence XVII. He's pretty well known in the voiceover industry, but he's also a seasoned TV and film actor and will share all the knowledge he's gained working on camera in this particular class. Working on camera can be deceptively hard, but David's put together a special report called The Top 5 Mistakes People Make on Camera and How to Fix Them. It's absolutely free. And to get it, all you have to do is text on camera, one word, to 44222. That's on camera. Text it to 44222 on any smartphone or messaging device. You probably have unlimited text messaging on your phone, but standard messaging rates apply. So what are you going to learn? How to set up your studio, your lights, your camera, your mic, how to tape on-camera auditions, how to master business presentations, video podcasts like ours, VOBS, online instruction, lessons, marketing videos, and more. You'll learn how to shine on camera. Don't know which camera to use? Okay, what camera do you use? Don't know which lavalier or boom mic to buy? Don't know what to do with your hands or eyes? No worries. Camera Ready You will cover all of that. Become an on-camera actor as well as a voiceover talent with Camera Ready You. Again, get that free Top 5 Mistakes People Make on Camera and How to Fix Them report and get on the list on your smartphone. Text on camera to 44222. That's one word, on camera to 44222, and get ready for Camera Ready You. That's all one word, on camera to 44222, and get ready for Camera Ready You.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
Learn the latest in voiceover technology.
Business.
That good old-fashioned acting.
Hey, Paul, I really like your suit. Where did you get it? It looks good on you.
This is VOBS.
All right, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Now, I'm here in Buffalo. We're here for our bar mitzvah. My son's graduating from college, so we're back east. And Marcy and I decided to stay at a unique new hotel here in Buffalo. So check it out.
One of Buffalo's most iconic buildings and a National Historic Landmark, the 145-year-old Richardson Olmsted campus is being renewed after years of neglect. Designed by one of America's premier architects, Henry Hobson Richardson, in concert with the famed landscape team of Frederick Law Olmsted and Calvert Vaux, the building was completed in the late 1800s as the Buffalo State Asylum for the Insane. It incorporated a system of enlightened treatment for people with mental illness developed by Dr. Thomas Story Kirkbride. in part by providing pleasing surroundings. Over the years, as mental health treatment changed and the resources were diverted, the buildings and grounds began a slow deterioration. Today, the Richardson Olmsted campus is being transformed into a cultural amenity for the city, beginning with the Hotel Henry Urban Resort Conference Center, where we are today, in the iconic Towers building, and the two flanking buildings, which is about a third of the complex. Throughout the building, Hotel Henry's uncommon spaces invite guests to explore, gather, and tuck away in the unique character of Buffalo's National Historic Landmark. This is the distinct Hotel Henry experience. Rooms embody a variety of unique layouts with efficient use of the Richardson Olmsted campus's original design. The true Hotel Henry experience includes more than just your guest room. Interior and exterior spaces invite guests to find their own corner and make their own experience.
Cool, huh? It's it was an insane asylum, and it was, and now it's this beautiful, magnificent hotel that we're staying at, and it looks like the video feed from here isn't too bad either.
No, it's pretty good. I think you're the only ones literally staying in the hotel, so you get the full width of the pipe tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Now this is like right next to Buffalo State College. I used to go to school here, and I lived on the other side of this building, and I had to walk through here through this really spooky building when it was falling apart, and through a tunnel and back over to my house over on the other side of this complex.
It must be really strange staying in there now as a hotel.
Nobody's been in this building. This thing has been empty since like the 1974. So, because it's an architectural gem, they decided maybe we should do something with it. And it makes a really cool hotel. Anyway, enough about that. We have a great guest tonight who's going to talk to us a little bit about animation and a little bit about her career. And we'd like to welcome to VoiceOver Body Shop, Amber Hood. Amber, welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Amber, thanks for being here with us.
Good to see you.
It's such a novelty for me because usually the guest is way over there. I don't get to shake your hand on camera, so it's fun.
Here we are.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's our pleasure to have you here. So Amber, tell us where you're from originally.
Sure. I'm originally from Anaheim, which isn't very far from L.A. Mm-hmm. I grew up there near Disneyland. Loved Disneyland, of course. And went to college at Cal State Fullerton, and I was actually going to go into law school. I graduated with psychology, criminal justice. And I decided to, after graduation, move down to San Diego Pacific Beach for a year, just chill, see what I wanted to do. And I was going to go into law school. I was looking at it. But my mom said, Amber, your voice, I don't think they're going to take you very seriously. He's innocent! Anyway, that didn't really deter me, but that's kind of how voiceover came into my life at that point. My best friend and I were at a bar on a Friday night, and we were dancing, and she went up to the bar to get a drink, and there was this guy sitting up there, and he was doing some doodles of Pocahontas on his napkin. And she knew I loved Disney, so she said, you have to meet my friend, you have to meet my friend. And so I met him, and we became friends. And one night we were out, and he said, you know, you need to be in voiceover. And I just said, well, what is that? What do you mean? And he goes, you know, the voices in the Disney movies, and you need to do that. And so the next week I went to my job in San Diego, and I started looking in the phone book, and I found an acting school. That was voiceover. It was just one. This was 21 years ago, I think. And I went there, and she had me audition a Snow White copy. And I just read it, and I put the copy down, and she goes, are you willing to move to Los Angeles? And I said, yeah. And she said, I think you have a chance. Or so
you were the voice that was in her head, I guess, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
So I started to do classes. I drive up from San Diego once a week, and I told myself if I was competitive, I would move to LA within a year. And that's what I did. So
See, that's a perfect example of what we always talk about on this show, that, you know, when the opportunity comes, after all the work you've done, when you're there, that one chance you get, you got to deliver.
Yeah.
And you were able to do that because you were prepared.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You have to take classes. No doubt about it. That's what I tell anyone and everyone. How do I get into voiceover? You know, it's about the acting and classes. You have to keep your instrument prepared and ready for that moment, that audition that's coming to you. But as I was commuting to LA for that year, I would take class after class, anyone I could get in front of. And then this one class, it was Rick Dempsey. He was with Disney. He still is. But at that time, I had just met him. And at the end of the class, he said, you know, you really do have a shot. So the next day I went and I quit my job, and they were totally supportive because they knew I'd been doing the commuting from San Diego, and got an apartment and moved here with my best friend, and then started to find an agent, But I kept doing classes. Improv is so important with voiceover right now, especially in animation. Your acting chops, you got to keep them strong. It's so important.
What year was it when you were looking for an agent? Roughly
1998, 99.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
So you also were doing on-screen stuff too. So you were also
No.
You didn't do any on-screen?
I never even thought of that. I'm just starting to think of that now. But my heart was always in voiceover. I just love being in front of the mic and making people laugh and having a good time. It's just the best. I just felt it just when I started. Because when I went to college, everybody seemed to know what they wanted to do. And I was kind of, why don't I feel that way, you know? So I liked the law and everything, but the minute I've discovered voiceover, that was it. I'm in. It was so wonderful.
Yeah. Now you've been primarily doing animation work, and it's not as easy as it looks, despite what, you know, Chris Rock might say.
No.
It's hard work, and you're getting all the direct. What's it really like when you're in the studio? What sort of things are you experiencing?
Well, I mean, animation is really hard to get a break into. It's like on-camera acting. You could audition for 20 years and finally get a break. You know, it's hard. It's skill. And just being in the room with people like Jennifer Hale or Rob Paulsen and Lara Jo Miller, just being with them feels amazing. And I'm learning all the time. So,
Yeah, I suppose working with those people. I mean, I've talked to a lot of guys that work in these studios, and they're like, I don't take any classes. I work with the best people, and I learn from them. And I'm sure you're learning a lot from people like Rob Paulsen.
Yeah, that's true. But I still think classes are so important. And these days, which they did not have 20 years ago, you can actually be in front of casting directors for 3 hours in one night. You know, voiceover network and all these different opportunities. They didn't have that back then. So it's really great for voice actors that want to get into the business and really be in front of people that are casting projects today.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've also been doing video games, I take it.
Yeah. Mostly I do video games, but mostly I've been doing for the past 5 years, a lot of toys for babies. I do a lot of work with Fisher-Price, Learn Toys. And they're doing webisodes now with the same character that was a toy. Now she's in the webisode. So she's animated now.
Are you doing the... Go ahead, Dan.
No, go ahead, Jude. Go ahead.
The toy... I always want to know how things are recorded. I'm the geekier one. the toy stuff, are you doing that from a home studio or do you go into studio?
No, I go in the studio for that. They're in New York and I'm here and they're in my ears. So they're doing
ISDN or Source Connect or something like that.
Yeah, at a studio. Mm-hmm. So they send me the songs ahead of time and the scripts because I need extra time with the songs. I'm not a great singer, so I need time to really get that song in my body. So they're generous enough and they're wonderful.
It's cool that you're working for Fisher-Price, which is based here in Buffalo, by the way.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Gerard.
Because on the plane out here, I was sitting with some guy who works for Fisher-Price.
No way.
Kind of cool. It was great to hear that. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I actually did something for Fisher-Price many years ago.
Oh, my God.
The studio here in Buffalo. They needed somebody who could do Big Bird for some demo product.
Oh, cool.
And they're like, can you count to 10 like Big Bird? I'm sure.
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what it's all about. And you're able to just be able to turn that on. But
that's
great that you were doing
stuff.
All those toys. Yeah. And then Fisher Price makes a lot of that.
Yes, they do. They're wonderful.
Yeah. So what other projects you've been working on?
Well, I just did a big project, but we're not allowed to talk about it.
Under NDA.
NDA.
Yes, yeah. NDA. But I'm excited about that. It's my first movie. The Fisher-Price, of course. And I'm producing my fourth children's app right now. So the script's going through rewrites right now. And it's called World of Liberty. Mm-hmm. And I treat it like a show because I want it to be a show. That's the dream. Yeah. That's my dream. So I do all the, I produce it. I voice cast it with Rob Paulson's the dad. And I voice Liberty, but the main character, but all I try to voice all my friends in it.
that's a smart idea.
Yeah. So
it really, it's that whole rising of the tides raises all boats. Is that the saying? Did I butcher that badly enough?
Close enough. A rising tide raises all boats.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I'm working on that right now, and it's a lot of fun.
Is that the one we have a clip for?
Yes.
Hey, Andrew,
well, why don't we take a look at
a little clip from the show?
This is for App 3, World of Liberty.
World of Liberty! Hi, my name is Liberty Lane. I live in the United States of America. Where should we go first, Ellie? My magic magnifying glass will help us choose. There it is, Ellie. Kansas.
Here we go!
Hi, Georgie. You're just in time. Next adventure, Mexico! We'll always have friends in America.
Sweet.
Very cool.
I watched
Very
it earlier.
Cool.
So I
it's
got
an educational adventure app. So it's cool. I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what does it take to be a producer for that? And what does that involve?
Well, I think you have to know what your purpose is. For me, like I said, I want it to be a show someday and pitch it. So I wrote a script, I hired an artist, he drew it out like a storybook, and then I cast the voices in it, and then the app, you find an app maker, and he puts it all together like a puzzle. So it's a lot, but you don't have to do it that way, it just depends on what kind of app you want to make, you know?
I just happened to catch in the chat room, Joy Baker says, what age is the app?
Is the app for?
What's the age range?
I would say the youngest would be 4. Mm-hmm. The younger kids really enjoy the characters, but the concept they're not getting right away. 5 and up get more of the concept. And up to, I have an 11-year-old girl that reads the scripts first for me because I really like to get her opinion because the main character is 11. So it's really awesome. Even she learns stuff. Even adults learn stuff from it. It's just a really fun adventure app series.
Great. So you've just finished the fourth one.
Yes, I just finished the fourth script, but we haven't released. We haven't started the artwork yet.
Ah. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And it's great when you can take control of your own projects.
Oh my gosh. It's so awesome. I learned a lot. I'm just being calling Screen Actors Guild to try to be a signatory, because in order to hire the SAG actors, you have to be a signatory. You have to go through exactly what you would do if you were making a movie, or, you know, so that was a huge learning curve. But the people at SAG are great. They want you to succeed. It was a lot of learning for sure.
Right. Yeah. Lots of paperwork.
Oh my gosh. Stuff a lot of paperwork. Yeah. And I don't have I did it all. So I like it though. I love it. The voiceover really part's cool. The best part.
you get to do your own stuff, which is always lots of fun. If anybody's got a question for Amber about this or some other stuff about the animation business and doing voice work in animation, throw it into our chat room. And I know Anthony is there and he will get that question to us. Let me ask you this. We talked to Bill Farmer about this last week.
Okay.
What are animation casting directors and voice directors looking for in animation auditions? And let's take this in a really broad context, not just an agent says, okay, they want you to audition for this. There's a lot of people trying to get into animation, especially in video games. And you see them on the P2P sites and various other places. Maybe you're on a roster and they'll throw you a script. What's going to make you stand out in an audition? You know, it doesn't really depend on the character, but what's going to allow you to catch their eye catch their ear right away?
I think I heard this once in a class from Jeannie McSwain, the director. She said, it's important. The acting is what's gonna, your acting and being smarter than the script almost to make it your own. And she said some actresses I see actresses because she was using a girl as an example. She knows when that actress walks in, she's smarter. She's almost outsmarting the script. And that really gets them, you know? Or the improv stuff is so important with animation, of course. But my agents, when they send animation auditions to me and others, there's an information sheet and they'll say real or cartoony and those circle real or cartoony. But I've got a lot of the natural lately. They want the natural voice lately. But I just think it's important to work on your acting skills. And that's the real base of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, again, if you got a question for Amber, let's talk about animation. And we'll continue this discussion here on VoiceOver Body Shop in just a minute. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at the new edgestudio.com.
Quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios, who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
VOBS is still on? Seriously? VOBS is still on?
This is John Bailey, the Epic Voice, and you're watching VOBS.TV, Monday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 Newfoundland.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Voiceover Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.
You know, VoiceOverEssentials.com has never had a more successful new product introduction like the new multicolored LED voiceover recording sign. And we told you last week, an unscientific survey finds that female users choose purple as their choice of 20 colors available, and the males split evenly between the traditional red and uber cool blue. One talent ordered two signs so both his mother-in-law, who lives with him, and his wife would know when to keep a lid on the sound. But it's not just those cool little things that he has, like the signs and various other pieces of equipment. What they've got over at voiceoveressentials.com is some of the best hand-picked stuff that you need for your home voiceover studio. Harlan Hogan has done a great job of finding these things for you, little things like this strap that will hold the ABS strap that will hold a boom mic in place. I don't know why I keep mentioning it. It's just one of my favorite products. But also the Signature Series stuff that he's got, the Signature Series VO1A microphone, which, of course, George and Amber are sitting in front of this evening. And the Portabooth, the Portabooth Pro, the Portabooth Plus, and the Portabooth itself. They're great units, great for when you're on the road, along with his Signature Series headphones and various other cool things, along with the voiceover recording sign and its 20 flashing colors. So go over to voiceoveressentials.com. All you got to do is go to the bottom of our page, which you are watching our show on right now, and you click on the picture of Harlan, and it'll take you right there, and we want you to buy every last thing he has. You can do it over 10 years, or you can do it all tonight. We don't care. But go over there and buy his stuff. VoiceOverEssentials.com. Harlan Hogan, thank you for being with us for 6 years with VOBS.
You're competing for work with other voice talents, and every one of them has a powerful, unique, engaging voice demo. Your voice demo needs to stand out from the crowd in an unforgettable way. Now it can. Vizzy Visual Voice Demos take your awesome voice demo and add a visual element, reinforcing your brand. Your demo will leave a lasting impression because it stimulates two senses instead of just one. Your voice is your livelihood. You need an effective demo to open doors of opportunity. Blow those doors down with a Vizzy Visual Voice Demo. Visit VizzyDemos.com for more information. Your audio demo never looked so good. Take your voice demos to the next level, a visual level, with Vizzy Visual Voice Demos. Mention VoiceOver Body Shop and get an additional 10% off.
All right, it's time for questions from the viewers. Questions time. Amber's been so nervous about this, and I'm telling you, you're going to know all. And if you don't know, just say, I don't know.
Okay.
No problem. Don't worry about it.
Or make something up.
Make something up, and I'll put a little asterisk above your head. This is made up. No. First question is pretty an easy one. This is a nice little way to get a plug in from our producer, Catherine. She says, where can moms and dads buy this World of Liberty app?
Thank you, Catherine. World of Liberty is in the Apple iTunes store,
okay.
Google Play, and Amazon. And there's a worldofliberty.com if you want to learn more about it. And I have some videos up on the website to let you know about the inspiration behind it.
You've gone fully cross-platform. That's big time.
Yes, cross-platform.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Thanks, Catherine.
Question from the lovely and talented Maxine Dunn. Question for Amber. Amber, you're so gorgeous and have wonderful energy. Are you planning on doing any on-camera work for television or film as well as voiceovers?
Well, thank you for this awesome interview.
Oh
my gosh, thank you so much. I want to. I'm trying to. I am in acting class every week for my voiceover, but it is theatrical play you know, the foundation of acting class. And mm-hmm. I'm in a singing for actors class. So like I said, I'm always working on it. And I am going to try to get an on-camera agent this year.
How about improv?
Oh, yes. I've done Groundlings and the other UCB.
Oh, yeah. Upright Citizens Brigade.
Upright Citizens.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's just good exercise for your instrument, your body, acting, everything. Absolutely. Yeah.
And your brain.
And your brain, yeah.
And your brain.
Yeah.
You've got to be quick.
One from Devox. By the way, Maxine, near and dear to my heart. She's my girlfriend. She was asking, where are these folks located? I happen to know Maxine's in Colorado.
Oh.
So there are people all over the place. Cool. Devox, we've known Devox a long time from the show. We don't know who he is. We don't know his real name. And he's always
where
here,
he's from.
And he always asks great questions. So Devox says, Amber mentioned working with people like Rob Paulson, et cetera. What are some of the things you've learned working with people like that? What things make one a better dialogue partner? And it's a kind of two questions. So what are maybe a couple things over the years you've gone, man, I'm so glad I got to work with Rob because now this is something that's in my toolbox.
You know, working with the pros like Rob and other BJ Ward, Alarjo, they're so comfortable in their skin. They're pros and mm-hmm. Everything is happy. That's what's so great about voiceover to the community. That everyone's always really happy and glad to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I go to an audition, I know it's an audition and the competitive thing is there, but it's really not there because everyone's so genuinely nice and happy to see each other, you know? But that I've learned a lot of things like that from him. And, he's the dad in my, as I said before, in World of Liberty. So I got to be in the booth with him, being Liberty, and he was playing my dad. So it was fun because he's just on it. And it's so natural. So I hope I answered your question, but it rubs off on you too. An audition, it rubs off on you not to be so nervous, just relax and enjoy the experience and the job.
Ah, yes. And we forgot Devox is from Japan.
Ah, cool. Lots of animation in Japan.
Hey, oh, there
Andrew,
certainly
Andrew,
is.
Did I eliminate that buzzing noise, Andrew?
Yes!
I'm the man. You guys have no idea what I just did, but I'm very happy.
So am I.
Next question from the chat room. Yeah, Devox, I'm so glad we know that Devox is in Japan now. How cool is that?
He's been there.
Can I add one thing to the Devox?
Yes, please.
Tag on.
You know, what's so amazing about these voiceover actors at that level, they're so generous. They're so generous, you can't help but feel good when you're there working with them. You're just, it brings out the best in you, your best performance. So I hope that helped.
Absolutely. I know it's going to help a lot of people. JHB Voice 28. Love these handles. hello, Amber.
Hi.
You are a delight.
Ah, thank you.
He or she says, you have been mentioning continual training. Is there any one place or places you suggest for training in the LA area? What are some of the things that you've found just absolutely have done you, you know, churned your career or boosted you up?
Sure. When I first had my very first meeting with my agent that wasn't my agent yet, they really liked me at the time, but they said I still needed some more training. You know, I was really new. So I went to Kalmanson in Burbank, and they're great. They have so much to offer. I also went to Bill Holmes Compost Production in North Hollywood.
The voice doctor.
The voice doctor. He's awesome. He's been in my career since the very beginning. He made my VO demos that I still use today. It's been 20 years. So
no kidding.
He's just so talented and smart. I love the guy. So he's great. And I've done 6 4-week classes that you could sign up for at Voice Tracks West or yes, and acting classes, of course, and improv is so important, as I said before. Mm-hmm. Groundlings, all those ones that I said, they all have beginning classes that you can just go and do it. Just do it.
Now you've brought up the word demo.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me think of something else. So you said you've worked on these demos quite a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Have you found they've stood the test of time, or do you find that you need to refresh them from
time to time? I did refresh my animation demo about 3 years ago. I had to.
Yeah.
Because my first animation demo was super cartoony.
Right.
And like I was saying, a lot of times they want natural, real voices. So
right.
I had to get that into my demo.
It's like a character versus a caricature.
That's right. So, yeah. So I redid mine with Bill about 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
And is it a combination of real material that you've pulled off of shows that you've done?
Sure, yeah. I used as much of that as I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, JHB cool. is Jay Horace Black. I know Jay Horace. He's actually been here in the audience in person.
Oh, cool. So,
that's right.
His part two is, knowing what you know now, are there any specific people or places you would prefer to train at over others? Well, I think you may have kind of answered that, but if you were to start all over again, would you go with the same people if you really feel like you've got lucky with some of these?
Absolutely.
Yeah, these folks.
Absolutely.
That's great. Cool.
All right.
And you meet people along the way
that
give you help, give you Chris Zimmerman. She's a voiceover director. She's been, and Ginny McSwain, they were in the beginning of my career, they were very supportive. You know, you're going to meet people that want, like I said, they're generous people and they want you to succeed.
Yeah.
They want you to do good. So, yeah, I've been very lucky to be in this community. And I'm happy the way
it
went.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. It is a great community.
It is.
Question from Joy Baker. Do you know the age of the intended audience when you record?
Well, usually, yeah. But some cartoons are for adults, Adult Swim and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually audition for that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. My voice over the microphone comes over sugar sweet. My biggest, block that I really have to work on is being the bratty girl or the mean girl.
Okay.
That's something I really have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, did that answer the question? Oh, the age.
When you get the script, does it say on there, this is the audience is this age range or something? Is that something
these
that's part
days,
of the
it,
specs?
It, not really.
Yeah.
It seems like the audience is such a big scope now for Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and even, you know, it's not really.
Speaking of Adult Swim, some of that stuff's pretty out there stuff.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any concern? Are there scripts that you would come into your inbox that you go, I'm not going to do that one? Do you ever get scripts that you say, I won't touch that? Or are you afraid that your voice might get associated with something? Does that ever happen to you?
Not really.
Yeah.
But like I said, my voice is really not pigeonholed, but it's a certain niche, like you said earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So not really. Mm-hmm. Not
Doesn't
yet,
happen
anyway.
Yet. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Maxine had another question about your home studio setup, since that was what we like to talk about here. Do you have a vocal booth and what microphone do you use?
Excuse me.
Thanks, Maxine, for the tech question. I appreciate it.
I have an Audio Technica mic.
Mm-hmm.
That plugs into my laptop, and I use Sound Studio software because I'm not really quick and smart about that stuff. I don't really like to record at home on my own. I really like direction and feedback. I want it to be the best it can be. So, no, I don't have a vocal booth. I live in LA, so I could usually get into a booth if Yeah, but if I'm traveling or something, I'll go into a closet with a towel or do the best I can in a hotel room, you know.
For auditions.
Yes, if I have to do it.
So if you're if you're playing your Audio Technica directly into the Mac, it's probably at AT2020, maybe something like that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And then Sound Studio is a great program. It was really the one I was recommending to a lot of voice talent until Twisted Wave came along.
Oh, I have that on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good app on the phone. They have a desktop version, which to me kind of eclipsed Sound Studio now.
I'll check it out.
If you can use Sound Studio, you can use Twisted Wave.
Oh, okay,
it's very, very easy.
Okay.
Bottom line is use whatever works.
Yeah.
Use what works,
yeah.
Right? It's just a tool.
Right.
But, you know, certain things come along and we go, ooh, shiny object. And then Twisted Wave kind of took over for me and a lot of people. But Sound Studio, I don't know if they update it anymore. I don't know if it's still current. But, hey.
I'll check.
If it launches and it records every day, keep using it because it doesn't matter.
I do like Twisted Wave. It is on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I have used that on vacation.
Cool. And I think this is the last question in the queue. This one comes in from Nathan Cundiff. Is it possible to audition/voice on this project remotely from a place like East Tennessee? So I'm not sure which project.
Liberty. I think he's talking about Liberty.
Oh, gotcha. The Liberty project. So in other words,
casting,
does it require that you be accessible in Los Angeles? Or do you ever cast folks from outside?
For Liberty?
For Liberty, I believe, is what he's talking about.
Not yet. I haven't. Yeah. I've mostly went through my agency.
Yeah.
Because it's a way for me to give back to them.
Right.
Because I do it under the new media agreement.
Oh, okay.
And even though I don't, you know, that's made for small productions.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay, but I would never do that. I would want to pay them for their time.
Yeah.
So, I haven't had to go outside of LA only because, like I said, I want to use my agency, but
yeah, I mean, that's a lot of what, you know, this business is about is taking care of the people that help you along as well.
That's right.
You know, and it's like, sometimes you want to obviously, so to speak, spread the love around maybe open it, but you've got this sort of family or this relationship that's brought you along and helped you along. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that you're going to go there when it's time to cast.
My agency's very much like a family.
Yeah.
They took me on when I had zero experience,
and
I've been with them for 19 years.
That's
because you're so darn talented.
Well,
and that's the important part.
The bottom line.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Well, Amber, you've been great and you've been delightful tonight. We really appreciate you putting up with us.
Oh, thank you for
here on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Thank you so much for all the kind words. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. And we'll see you again soon. And you're welcome in our studio anytime.
Oh, great. Thank you. Have fun in Buffalo.
Thank you. Having a riot.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Great to see you.
All right. We'll be right back.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We pick the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at the new edgestudio.com.
Seriously? VOBS is still on? Seriously?
Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some VoiceOver with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO, too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some VoiceOver with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Hiya, VO friends. You say you ain't booked a VO gig in 7 years, and your demo is so old that you can hear the clicks from the stock music records, and you hear so much tape hiss that you run to the sink to see if the faucet is running? And the engineer used so much echo on your voice that it sounds like it was recorded in the Grand Canyon. And the scripts seem a bit dated, too, advertising the new and improved 1938 Plymouth Road King. Is that what's been troubling you, Bunky?
Your head up high and take a walk in the sun. Your demo can be killer too. Just contact Uncle Roy at AtlandProductions.com and book yourself a shiny new killer demo. Show your stick-to-itiveness and show the world you'll never give up, never give up, never give up that dream.
And we're back. It's late here in the East. It's usually like 7:30 right around now.
Yeah. No, I know. Anyway. We're running a little late tonight, but we're here. We made it. We got it. We had a great time with Amber. Great time.
We certainly did.
Wish you could have been here in person.
That's right. Now, next week, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be on an airplane.
Next week's going to be really interesting.
Tell us about it.
So we're trying something new next week. We're going to have a guest host. We've had guest hosts in the past. We've had John, our buddy John. We've had Dave Cavassier. But next week we're going to have Lori Allen, and in studio here as our guest host, which is going to be a blast because, well, Lori Allen, right? I mean, so we're going to
get better than that.
It's going to be fun. Rick Wasserman and Rachel Butera are the guests, and they'll be talking about their coaching company that they are now doing together. They're both working together, which is pretty cool. Interesting mix of personalities, which you'll see next week. So
I can't wait to see the replay on that.
That's going to be fun.
On May 22nd, Sarah Jane Sherman, recently head casting director for Disney. And we hear that she's actually casting now. So
fantastic.
Pay attention to that one.
Keeping the Disney thing going and the animation voices. I love it. We've had a heck of a run with animation voices. Then we're going to have a Memorial Day off. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're going to be doing Memorial Day. Then we'll have on June 5th, J.J. Juergens, who is a promo voice. Then we'll have on June 12th, David H. Lawrence. Oh, David H. Lawrence is coming in. That's cool. David H. Lawrence, the 17th. I don't know what he's talking about, but
probably. Oh, he's going to talk about doing voice acting on camera.
Oh, that's right.
In his class with that. So
how timely with what Amber's been working on lately, going on camera.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, donors of the week.
Donors of the week, as we always do have new donors on the show, which is so nice of you guys. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the inbox. Look at who's in the box. Mike Martin. Thanks, Mike. Regular donor of the show. He's a subscriber. Eric Aragoni just sends us money just because. Voiceover Dude. That's Cam Cornelius. Thanks, Cam. He's a subscriber. Sends him money every single month. And Maria Mackis. Thank you, Maria. Eric Aragoni, there he is again. I think we looped around to last week there. So thank you so much for all of our donors to the show. We really appreciate it.
We really do. Also, you can buy VOBS logo gear at right here on our website. Just click on that red sash above me, I think.
That's right. If you want to find out what's going on at Edge Studio, my employer, best thing to do?
Yes, I do.
Follow them on Twitter. Just go to Twitter and put in at Edge Studio. All the latest stuff we're doing, the links to the latest shows, it's all right there. Go take a look.
All right. And you can see the show logs also on our website. And if you don't like watching TV, but who doesn't, you can listen to the podcast, which you can get anywhere that you get podcasts.
That's right. So the audio version is available at any time. I love listening to log shows. It's one of my favorites. I listen to TV shows in podcast form. I like it.
All right. And if you want to be in our studio, let us know. If you're going to be in the greater Los Angeles area and you couldn't get on Jeopardy, you can come watch our show. And all you have to do that is email us at theguys@vobs.tv.
Should we subject show our illustrious audience? Andrew, do we have
Let's show them the audience, camera? Cam. There we are.
There's Steve Tardio. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. He's looking wide awake.
He's on camera.
He looks as awake as Ari does there.
So anyway, you can be here, enjoy snacks, and hang out with the dogs.
Right. All righty. We'd like to thank our sponsors, of course, Vizzy Video Demos.
Colin Hogan and VoiceOver Essentials.
VoiceOver Extra.
Edge Studio.
Source Elements.
Vio2Gogo and the Rehearsal App.
And, of course, our good friend Uncle Roy at Antland Productions, where you can get yourself a killer diller demo. Have to thank Marcy, who is sound asleep behind me here right now because it's 10:30. our producer, Catherine Curridan, for getting us great guests like Amber.
Anthony Gettig in the chat room mod tonight. Thank you, Anthony.
Great job tonight, Anthony, and thank you for your patience. And, of course, our crack floor producer, Andrew Bushwitz.
Oh, boy. We threw him curveballs tonight. And
he was on his game tonight. Yes, and Jack DeGolia for show notes, and of course, Lee Penny for being Lee Penny.
Well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks for hanging in there with us on VoiceOver Body Shop. We'll be back next week. Well, I won't be, but you're going to have a great show anyway. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver
Body Shop.
Or VOBS. All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Be well.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VoiceOver Body Shop. I love when they talk BS about VO.